I noticed this quite vividly around this time last year. Last year, at the end of August, my father died. He was very old and unwell, and it wasn't unexpected, his death. And I loved my father very, very much. And for some months after he died, I entered a strange sort of place. I found that I couldn't think, or rather, I couldn't relate to many of the things that I usually do. So much seemed utterly irrelevant. I didn't feel depressed. In fact, looking back, it was almost as if part of me was sort of in the realm of the dead with my father in some way, kind of seeing him through. But so much, the main thing, there's so much in ordinary life, so many of people's concerns, what people wanted to know about, what they were concerned about, seemed pointless. Meaning was in the experience of mourning my father's passing, of fully acknowledging his passing. Meaning was in the experience of meeting people heart to heart, heart to heart, they as they are, as living, breathing beings. Meaning was in things like the fact of looking at leaves in the sunlight or listening to birdsong in the early morning. Meaning was in these things. So much else seemed like empty noise. And in the course of this weekend, I don't really mind if the effect of this weekend is that you get more into Buddhism or you don't get more into Buddhism. But I would be really, really pleased if the effect of this weekend is that you asked yourself questions about what your life is for. We're not given very long in this life. So let's not waste what we have. As my dear old dad used to tell me when I was upset and angry as a little boy, he used to say, "Son, don't get like that. Life's too short to waste on those things." So I was getting an early teaching on impermanence from my old dad, even in those days. But I remember it very, very vividly, this phrase of his, "Life's too short for that." And it was usually if I was annoyed with my sisters or something like that. So yes, if this weekend has the effect of you asking questions about yourself, that would be really satisfying and pleasing to me.